Eric Strable won the men's division in the annual 4th of July Mount Marathon race in Seward today. The Anchorage Daily News reports Strable won, setting a new record with an unofficial time of 42 minutes, 55 seconds. Ricky Gates followed him in seconds later, still fast enough to score a record-breaking finish at 43 minutes, 5 seconds. The race was muddy this year, but that didn't stop a rookie from taking the women's title. Palmer resident Christy Marvin clocked in at 53 minutes 20 seconds, winning by nearly 2 minutes. Allison Barnwell, a 21-year-old Seward resident, took second at 55 minutes 11 seconds. This year, the race has undergone a few changes since 65-year-old Anchorage runner Michael Lemaitre was reported missing during the 2012 race. Almost a year later, there has been no trace of Lemaitre. Another Anchorage runner, Matt Kenny, is still recovering from a devastating fall last year. For the 2013 event, runners have to sign a statement saying they've completed the race course before. Senior racers also have to get to the halfway point in less than 60 minutes, or they will be disqualified and sent back down the mountain. Although the top finishers tend to be on the younger side, that doesn't mean there aren't plenty of elders who also take on the 3,022-foot peak on the annual 4th of July run. Millie Speasley is the author of a new book called Mount Marathon, Alaska's Great Foot Race. Speasley moved to Anchorage in 1955 and started watching the Mount Marathon race in the 90s. She says she admired the runners, but realized the race was about more than those who ran up the mountain.
It's really about the small city of Seward and about the 4th of July, really. It was that feeling of celebration, I think, for the 4th of July that really drew me to Seward and the race to see. So, and then I do admire people who are really fit. I mean, I was never as fit as these young runners when I was their age, you know, so it took me a while to work into it.
What was the year that you watched the first Mount Marathon race?
Well, let's see. I started running the race 15 years ago. So that was 97, I believe. So I probably watched the race about 95.
Did you decide right then, I'm going to run that race?
Never entered my mind. It looked too difficult. It looked like something, you know, I was in 95, I was, 58 years old. So, you know, it wasn't in my little realm of possibilities. So anyhow, I had a friend, Charlie Brown, who is about 6 years older. And so when we were there, I was 59, he said, well, Millie, why don't we try running that race next year? And so I said, well, okay. And so it was more of a group little activity that we thought we'd do. And so we trained then, had somebody to train with, and found out when on my first trip up, I found, you know, I was always surprised that I actually could make it up the mountain, you know. this was rather tricky, you know. So then I found it wasn't as difficult as for me, it was possible. Not in a speedy way, because I'm never going to be, at the front of the line, I'm always near the end. But that's okay with me. And I always tell people, the day after the race, nobody's going to know or care what my time was. So it takes the pressure off.
Did you talk to other people who had made, that ran the Mount Marathon race, who had started that late in life?
Well, actually, my friend Charlie Brown, he was a runner also, like in street races and all, and he started, I believe, over 60. Corky Cortell, he started when he was over 60. He ran till he was 82, and then he had a medical problem where he'd still be running. His heart is still there. I think there are probably not a lot, but a handful that start older.
Millie, are you running the race this year?
Well, I plan on it, yes. I always tell people running isn't exactly the adjective that they use when I go up the mountain, you know. But it's a climb for me, you know, and it's a challenge. And so I always, we all have different goals. And mine, again, is just to get up and get down and feel good when it's over, you know.
And do you mind my asking how old you are this year?
Well, 75. Soon to be 76 in September, But I feel, you know, I feel younger than I did when I was younger, because you accept life for what it is a lot more and enjoy it a lot more, because possibly I don't have the years left, so I'm going to enjoy those that I have, you know. Not that I haven't enjoyed it, but I think we savor it a little more.
Millie Speasley is the author of Mount Marathon, Alaska's Great Foot Race. No word yet on Millie's time in today's race.